بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال استأذنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العمرة فأذن لي وقال لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك. فقال كلمة ما يسرني أن لي بها الدنيا. وفي رواية قال أشركنا يا أخي في دعائك. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يزور قباء راكبا وماشيا فيصلي في ركعتين متفق عليه. وفي رواية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت راكبا وماشيا وكان ابن عمر يفعله. عمر بن خطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says, I sought the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to perform Umrah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave me permission. And then he exhorted me and said that, O my beloved brother, do not forget me in your du'as, in your supplications. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, this was such a request from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that pleased me to such an extent that I would not exchange this for the entire world. In another narration, it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشْرِكْنَا يَا أُخَيَّ فِي دُعَائِكَ. Include me or make me a partner, my beloved brother, in your du'as, in your supplications. There are several points which we can learn from this brief hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first being the expression where Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ista'adhantu an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil umrah." Literally translated, this means, I sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to perform Umrah. Umrah is something that is very virtuous. Visiting the holy lands, Ka'batullah, etc., is extremely virtuous. Yet, Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before I performed Umrah. So from this we learn that the Sahaba would seek permission in matters of importance. It was not that because it is something virtuous that I can just do it without asking. And from this we learn two situations. One is that which exists between a teacher and his student, and that which exists between a spiritual guide or mentor and his disciples. In both instances, if you are under the guidance of someone or you are constantly under the supervision of someone, then it is important, in fact it is part of adab and etiquette, that you seek permission before you undertake anything that is very important. It is even mentioned about, in another narration, that Sahaba Ikiram, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mount the minbar on the day of Jumu'ah to deliver the khutbah. Someone had some hajat, some need, that he had to go somewhere. It is mentioned that the Sahabi would stand up and they would wait to be noticed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had noticed them and then inquired from them as to what is the pressing need, why is it that you are standing up, they would mention to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I have so and so need. And then only after having received permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would leave the gathering. So from this we learn very important etiquette, that if you are a student or you are under the spiritual guidance of someone, then it is important that in serious matters or in those matters which carry some sort of prominence in your life, that you should seek their counsel, seek their advice, and in this instance acquire their permission before you carry out these matters. Secondly, we can see the status which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu with. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him, Umar, remember me in your du'as. Or do not forget me in your supplication. This is a clear Nabawi seal to the acceptance and maqam and status of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the one hand, his status, on the other hand, the humility and tawadu of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not need the du'as of Umar. Yet, to teach taliman lil ummah, to teach the ummah this etiquette, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested this. Another important point we learn from this is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar, don't forget me in your du'as. Remember me in your du'as. In other words, you are going to be somewhere else. You're going to Makkah. I will be in Medina. Then, in other words, both of us will be absent from each other. There's the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna asra'at du'a'i ijabatan da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin." He said, the fastest du'a with regards to acceptance is the du'a of one absent person from another absent person. You are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are gone for Umrah, you are gone for some meritorious and rewarding journey. This is the time when you should remember those that are absent. Those whom you have love for, your parents, your children, your wife, etc. Your friends, remember them in your du'as at this particular time. Why? Because this is the time when du'as are accepted. When one person is separate from another person. Also from this, ulama-i-kiram mention, as I've already mentioned, that when we go for Umrah or we go for Hajj and we are in the blessed lands and the blessed places, this is an important amal to seek istighfar on our behalf and to make dua for our friends and our families, etc. It's mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yughfar lil hajj وَلِمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. And ulama say, وَالْعُمْرَةُ فِي مَعْنَى الْحَاجِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala forgives the haji, Allah forgives the haji, and anyone on whose behalf the haji asks for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person also. And ulama say, Umrah is in the meaning of hajj, it's in the same category. One in narration it is mentioned, that one person he passed the Rukne Yamani, he was going towards the Hajar-e-Aswad. And he made this dua, Allahumma ghfir li fulan. That, oh Allah, forgive so and so person. Oh Allah, forgive so and so person. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that, what is this dua that you are making? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, before I undertook this journey, my brother requested me, that whilst I am making tawaf, I should make dua for his maghfirat and his forgiveness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you are in such a place that Allah has accepted your dua. Allah has made the maghfirat of that person. So this is a very, very important thing. When we go for Umrah, when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we visit Mubarak and blessed places, we should constantly make dua and maghfirat for our family members, make dua and maghfirat for those who are beloved and close to us, and not forget them in our du'as, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted Umar radiallahu ta'ala to do. Another important point ulama ikram mentioned in this particular hadith is that it is part of sunnah that we seek the dua of the musafir. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was going to undertake a journey. Prior to this journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested him to make dua for him. So if somebody in our family or our associates are going out in the path of Allah or are going on some journey, particularly a religious journey, then it is part of the etiquette, part of sunnah, that we request this person to make dua for us. Another important point which ulama ikram mentioned in this hadith is that it is part of sunnah that we address a person in a manner that wins over their hearts. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Arabic we have what we call ismat tasghir, where, for an example of that is this expression, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ukhayya, Ya Ukhayya, literally, normally would say, Akhi, my brother. When it is changed like this, Ukhayya, it carries a nuance of affection, oh my beloved brother. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala being addressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my brother, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him for dua, He said, this was so precious to me that if in exchange for this, I was offered the whole world and whatever it contains, I would have preferred this. That Allah's Rasulullah ﷺ called me his brother. Not just brother, his beloved brother. And Rasulullah ﷺ sought dua from me. So very, very important when we address one another. When we address one another, address someone in a manner that will win over their heart. Oh my beloved brother, this brings Umar radiallahu anhu closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we address one another also, let there be this term of affection. Let there be this type of address where we bring people closer to us. Allah give us the fix.